B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's funny because most years, I mean, it's July, so most years right now, if you haven't spent your tax refund already, which you most likely would have, you would be spending it around this time because you would have saved up for vacation or whatever. But this year's a little different. Tax day is tomorrow. And in the spirit of helping, you know, we're not just a comedy show. We try and help out people. We have a tax expert on the phone to help you. Help you with write-offs. That's the big thing. Everyone wants to figure out what you can write off. And you're like, all these big corporations can write everything off, but I'm just a regular person. What can I deduct? Well, we have a tax expert on the phone right now, giving out free advice. So take note, because according to Mike, you can write everything off. Right, Mike?
Everything. Listen, almost anything you do can be written off in some fashion. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, when you almost say anything. Can be.
Yeah, right.
I mean, not legally, probably, right? Okay. You just could be getting away with it.
Everything's legal. You can write anything off. You gotta write it off in a way that they're not going to audit you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, for example, I have a dog.
Uh-huh.
When I board the dog, I write that off.
You write off boarding your dog?
Right, you can write off boarding your dog, but you can't just put dog boarding. You have to put animal transport and
maintenance.
Plus, if you put an orange sweater on dog, it is now a service animal.
Really?
That's 5 years. I haven't had a problem yet.
Okay, so you haven't had a trouble with anything else that you've written off. What else you got?
If you're a smoker, mm-hmm. or even if you're not a smoker, you just buy patches. First of all, you buy patches, you can sell them again if you're not going to use them, right? And you write those off, the smoking cessation and your health insurance and your taxes.
They
reimburse you and you get a deduction. Also, if you've ever been incarcerated.
Oh, my God.
Never have, but you never know.
I'm not gonna go over that. Like on the, but if you, I'll give you my email and then, you know, I'll show you. There's a lot you can do.
Okay, so Melissa, if you ever get locked up.
I mean.
Mike got you.
I guess that's goals, right?
Well, locked up. It can't be county. You gotta be locked. You gotta
okay,
go to prison,
all okay. right.
thank you, Mike. Do you work for H&R Block?
No, I'm actually looking for work. You got any openings over there? You worried about retiring?
I mean, your qualifications are exceptional.
All right, hold on. Catherine's on the phone now. She has something to say. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Good morning.
I was just mildly concerned when I heard the tax advice that gentleman was giving, wondering if it was a joke.
You hope so, right?
Who, Mike, who's been to prison and doesn't have a job right now giving tax advice? You don't think that what he's saying is valid?
I didn't hear that part. I called too fast.
So you called right after the dog boarding advice.
Yeah, he gave great advice. He said if you throw an orange sweater on your pet, it counts as a service animal.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, things like that.
You could buy write off cigarettes. Something to do with health. Or
hold on. Are you telling me that what Mike's saying is not true?
Definitely not.
What? Okay, well, I need to hear your qualifications.
Well, I'm working towards getting my CPA license right now, mm-hmm. so I would think that qualifies me pretty well.
Okay,
more so than him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mike's been to prison multiple times. Have you ever been to jail?
Juvie, does that count?
Juvenile,
yeah. Like detention centers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was he saying that you disagree with?
Well, actually, you can deduct expenses for a service animal, but you have to have it supported by your doctor. You know, you can't just be one of these people who go online and pay $75, get the vest, and walk around, you know?
I say people should give it a try, see what happens.
Yeah, and when you get audited, you can call me.
There we go. See, we're giving you business. They listen to Mike, they get in trouble, then they call you and you fix it. Thank you, Catherine.
Right, have a good day.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.